Okay. Hare Krishna. So hopefully everyone understands English. But first we're going to chant a very beautiful song written by Narottamadas Thakur about Lord Chaitanya. That's entitled Lala Sa Mayi Paragna, which is Gorangali Deham Kulaka Shavir. So those who know the song can repeat the verses after I chant them.
Oh, my God.
Paramahansa Paravatacharya, also Tata Sitashi Shiva, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananada Vakavananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Vijay, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Vijay, Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Vijay, Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Vijay, Rem Say Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindikajaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Govinda Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavanam Kijaya Maturidam Kijaya Jagannatha Swami Kijaya Manamari Kijaya Shrimati Lalasi Devi Kijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikajaya go, Prima Nanda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Go, Prima Nanda. So Om Ganati Mananda Shagaran Jana Shilakaya Chapsur Unminitam Yena Tasmai Shigarve Namaha. So we'd like to welcome everybody to Krishna Kaliya Temple for this Gaur Purnima festival. So first I'm going to speak about the translation of this particular poem about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu written by Narottamadas Thakur. And then we're going to speak a little bit about Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this world. So, song starts, Gauranga Balite Habi Pulaka Sharir. What this means is that when one reaches a high platform of devotional service, every time he chants the name Gauranga, then he feels quivering in his body and tears coming from the eyes as a symptom of ecstasy. So Gauranga means golden. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is golden complexion. Therefore he's known as Gauranga. And he is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and she is known as what? Does anyone know? Gaurangi. You should know that. Gauranga, Gaurangi. One is feminine, one is masculine. So Lord Chaitanya is called Gauranga because he has taken on Radharani's color, or Radharani's mood. And Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bhavi Nir, that the tears will flow from the eyes constantly while chanting Hare Krishna, chanting the names of Lord Chaitanya. But how do we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Ara Kave Nittai Chan Korana Hoibe. It is necessary to get the mercy of Nityananda. Just like you see the deities, Chaitanya Nittai, Varnatai. So Nityananda is Balaram, Balaram Hoila Nittai. And he is the original guru. So in order to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we approach through the guru, who is representative of Lord Nityananda. And then we become free from all the things that are disturbing us, which are called anarthas. And then we become qualified to approach Lord Chaitanya. And samsaravasana morakabe tucha habe. That in this material world we are undergoing samsara. Samsara means birth after birth in this material world. Struggling with the vishaya chaitya kabe shuddha habe mana. Struggling with the vishaya, these senses, and the material entanglement. Shuddha habe mana, we want to have a purified mind. And with that purified mind, kavi hama hi rabo sri Vrindavana. One can actually see Vrindavana in his mind. A pure devotee of the Lord always carries Vrindavan with him and sees Vrindavan always. And to understand this philosophy, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibi Akuti, one should understand the teachings of our acharyas, beginning with Srila Rupa Goswami, who was the primary acharya after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One should be akuti, very eager. Kabe hama bhushabo se yugala piriti. In this way, one can understand the love between Radha and Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us about Radha. Radha Krishna is very elevated subject matter. And it's ordinarily very difficult to understand. But Lord Chaitanya comes and sets an example how to be a devotee. Just like a teacher sometimes will act like the student and say to the student, how much is one and one? And it appears like the teacher doesn't know. But he knows. And Lord Chaitanya says, this is how you become devotee. So what Lord Chaitanya did when he was very young is that before he accepted the spiritual master, he didn't act like a devotee. He acted like a rascal. It's true. He was very expert in logic and talking, logic and argument. And he would go to the devotees and defeat the devotees philosophically. And the devotees would run away from him, thinking, please, my dear Krishna, let this, of course he was known as Nimai Pandit, let this Nimai Pandit become a devotee. Because when he becomes a devotee, he'll become a good preacher. So they were praying like this. But then, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation, he changed completely. He acted as a first-class devotee, of course, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So he was showing us how to be a devotee. Many people think they can be devotees on their own. But you need to accept the mercy of Lord Nityananda through the spiritual master. So, in this way, one can understand the love of Radha and Krishna. And then not only understand the love of Radha and Krishna, but ultimately enter into the pastimes of Krishna in the spiritual world. As Krishna says, Ajanma karma chami divyam evam yo veti tatvataha chakvadeham punarjanma naitimam eti sojana. I think some of you know this verse. One who understands Krishna's activities, Krishna's appearance in this world, will never have to take birth again in this world. And instead of just not taking birth, in the positive, he gets to go back and dance with Krishna eternally. Just like you're all dancing today. So you can dance with Krishna eternally in the spiritual world, and you always have a young body. You won't be like me, 70 years old. They don't allow any old people there. They have someone at the door, so no old people, no material bodies, everyone has to be young there. That is the spiritual world. So, now we'll speak a little bit about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So, many, many years ago, over 500 years ago, the earth had practically very few devotees. And there, most of the people in the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, which is called Navadvip Mayapur, were basically either atheists or they were just interested in arguing with each other. So there was a great devotee who happened to be an incarnation of Mahavishnu. His name was Advaita Acharya. Many of you heard about him. And he was looking at the people and thinking, this is too much for me. Even though he is God himself, he was thinking, I can't handle all these rascals. So we want Krishna himself to come. So Advaita Acharya, who was Mahavishnu, began to cry out loudly and worship the Shalagram Shila, which is the stone incarnation of the Lord, with Ganges water and a tulsi leaf. And then, because of that crying, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And he appeared as the son of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra. And when Advaita Acharya understood this, he went to the place where Lord Chaitanya was going to appear, which is Mayapur, Sridhar Mayapur, which I just came back from actually about 4 days, 5 days ago. And he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's father, and Sachi Mata, Lord Chaitanya's mother. And he began, in a very interesting, unusual way, began to worship Sachi Mata, Lord Chaitanya's mother, by smearing sandalwood pulp over her womb. Now, I think most of you ladies, if someone came to your house and started doing that, I think your husband would have some trouble. Right? What are you doing with my wife? Anyway, so he began, and he was circumambulated, and everybody thought, this Advaita Acharya, there's some problem. But he knew Lord Chaitanya was going to appear. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared after his mother had, the mother and father had, six children who all passed away. This is very similar to Krishna's appearance with the Shatgarbhas, the six children were killed by Kamsa. Very, very similar. Then, the seventh child was actually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's brother. His name was Visva Rupa. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared after Visvarupa, and Visvarupa was an incarnation of Balaram, of Nityananda. And he was a great devotee, and he used to associate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and, of course, with Advaitacharya. Finally, Lord Chaitanya appeared on the full moon day during an eclipse. Now, most of you probably know, or maybe you don't know, in the traditional Vedic system, eclipses mean something very inauspicious. You're supposed to close the temple. You're supposed to not eat. You're not supposed to sleep. You're not supposed to do anything except for chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so everyone went down to the Ganges to chant Hare Krishna during Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And so this was presager or showing Lord Chaitanya's mission, getting everyone to chant no matter what. Even after he was born, he would refuse to stop crying until people started chanting the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna. So he cried and he cried until all the ladies chanted Hare Krishna and stopped him in this way. And then when they looked at his lotus feet, they saw all the marks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like the trident, the conch shell, the lotus flower, all these different auspicious marks on the feet, not the hand. Hands too, but I'm not going to put my feet up, so it's because I don't have auspicious marks on my feet. So, and he made many, like Krishna did when Krishna was young, he did many childish tricks. He used to sometimes pinch the babies and make them cry, like Krishna would steal butter, feed it to the monkeys, and Krishna would pinch babies, and Krishna would sometimes even pass urine on the floor of different people's houses when he couldn't get the butter. So, at 6 months, there was the pastime of choosing his varna. Of course, he was born in a Brahmin family, and he chose Srimad Bhagavatam. So that indicated great attachment to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then many other pastimes occurred when he was young, showing that he was the Supreme Personality of God. At one time, he was in his courtyard, and he was lying on top of a big snake. Here in Fiji, you don't have snakes, usually. But in India, there's big snakes. Very big snakes. And he was lying on that snake, and that snake was Anantashesh. And when his parents came out of the house, his parents got really upset and started crying, and then the snake went away. One interesting pastime happened that showed he was the Supreme Person. Another pastime showed he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Was that there was a Brahmin who was going around all over India, and this Brahmin was very strict. He had a deity with him, and he would not eat anything unless he offered it to his deity. His deity's name was Gopal. So he visited the house of Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's father, and Lord Chaitanya's father said, here you can cook for your deity and take some prasad. So he started cooking for his deity. He cooked the rice or whatever he was cooking, put it in front of the altar, and he began to say the prayers, and Lord Chaitanya, as a little baby, crawled up and ate from the deity plate. And then the Brahmin got upset. He has taken my prasad, he has taken the bhoga. Can't offer to Krishna. And so Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's father, started to run after him with a stick. And the Brahmin said, don't beat him, he's just a little kid. And Lord Chaitanya's father said, cook again. Said, we will lock him in his room. So they locked Lord Chaitanya in his room, the Brahmin cooked again, and the same thing happened. He is stolen again. And so, at this time it was late, about 9 o'clock at night. And the Brahmin said, I guess I'm not meant to eat. There's no way I can eat. It's too late at night. Everybody was begging him, you should eat. You should cook for your deities. You should offer. You should eat prasadam. And the Brahmin said, no. Eventually, at around 11 or 12 o'clock at night, he said, okay, I'll do it. So he began to cook again. Everyone was sleeping, including Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came while he was making the offering again and grabbed it. And the Brahmins were saying, he's taking it again. And Lord Chaitanya said, what's the problem? You're calling me each time you're making the offering. What do you expect? You're calling me and I'm coming. And then he showed his form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and showed his form as Krishna playing the flute, and the Brahmin offered his obeisances. Krishna said, Lord Chaitanya said, don't tell anyone about this until I leave the planet. And then the Brahmin later on told that, and he began screaming in ecstasy, rubbing all the rice all over his body. Eventually everyone woke up and they saw this poor Brahmin rubbing his rice all over the body, and they thought, why is he doing that? Well, I guess he's happy that he finally got a chance to eat, because they didn't know it was Nimai who did that. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these are some interesting pastimes, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go bathing in the Ganges, he would see the brahmanas, he would see the brahmanas doing their noon Gayatri, like they would have their thread out, half submerged in the Ganges water, and he would go underwater and pull the feet out from under the brahmanas. It's very tricky. God has a good sense of humor. So he would pull the feet out from under the brahmanas, and he would sometimes spit at them and do all sorts of things while they were doing that. And then he declared himself to be Narayan, which actually is true, but they didn't understand it at that point. He used to steal the Shiva Lingas that they were worshipping. He would sometimes even take the Brahmins' clothes and switch them for the ladies' clothes. This is God. We have the most interesting God of any religion in the world. Where else do you find people talking about God doing all these things? So he would steal the Brahmins' clothes and put the ladies' clothes, give the ladies the Brahmins' clothes. So they got very, very upset. He would sit on the deity's throne. He would steal their Bhagavad Gita. He would put water in the ears of the little babies. I mean, he would jump on the shoulders of the brahmanas saying, I am Shiva, I am Shiva. I mean, incredible stuff. And with the girls, he would splash the girls, steal the offerings, shouts in the girls' ears, and spits in their faces. He put these seeds in their hair. Now, any of you ladies know, someone puts sticky seeds in your hair, it's the worst possible thing. Sometimes you have to cut your hair off to get it. And then he asked the girls to marry him. And they, when they refused, he said, I curse you to marry old men and have four co-wives. So they got real nervous. So the brahmanas and the girls, they would all go to complain to Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father. And when they went, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was warned by his friends, you know, he's going to be in trouble. So what he did is he took the long way back from the river and went the school way back to his home, went in a circle, and he smeared ink all over his body. And he came home and he said to his father, as they were complaining, I just came home from school, let me go take my bath. So, in this way, everybody was bewildered. But eventually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's brother, Viswarupa, took sannyas. This is an interesting story, because what happened is that Lord Chaitanya's parents were planning out how to get Viswarupa married. Sometimes you see the parents putting a lot of pressure on the children, get married. And when he heard them talking about that, he decided, I'm leaving. So he left in the middle of the night. And Lord Chaitanya's mother blamed Dvaitacharya for doing this. And because she had blamed Dvaitacharya, later on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you're not getting love of Godhead. Just because she blamed him for convincing her other son to take sannyas. Eventually, Sachi Mata, Lord Chaitanya's mother, bowed down at Jagannath, at Dwaitacharya's feet, begged for forgiveness, and she was forgiven and got pure love of God. But after Viswaroop took sannyas, his parents thought, this is a problem. We do not want little Nimai, that's Lord Chaitanya, to take sannyas. So we're going to keep him out of school. Because if he goes to school, he'll learn this material world is temporary. You don't learn that in school now, do you? What you learn in school now is, eat, sleep, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. Or they say in India, beg, borrow, or steal, get yourself some ghee. That's the saying. That's Charvaka Muni in India. So in those days, you went to school and you learned the material world was temporary. That's Bhagavad Gita. Dukalayama Shasvatam. But anyway, so they said, Chaitanya, Nimai cannot go to school. And so they kept him home, and then he became what we call a juvenile delinquent. He started to destroy people's fields. And with his friends, he created so many problems. Eventually, he sat on a whole pile of rejected garbage cooking pots. And his mother said to him, come down. And he said, why? What's wrong with this? Because you don't send me to school, I don't know the difference between what's clean and what's not clean. So eventually they sent him back to school. So as he grew up, he became very proficient. This is before he took initiation. He became very proficient in arguing. One time, there was this Digvijaya person. Digvijaya means a person who goes around to the different villages and argues with people, and he wins what's called a Jaya Patra. Patra means like a paper, Jaya, certificate of victory. And so he went to Navadvip, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him, and Lord Chaitanya, even though this Digvijaya was a devotee of Saraswati, but Saraswati revealed to this person that I am married to Nimai Pandit because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this personality became a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya's relationship with his devotees was very, very interesting. Of course, as I mentioned before, he manifested himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the best devotee of the Lord when he took initiation from Ishwarapuri. And that was in this place called Gaya. Gaya is a very important place where there's the imprints of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees go there to perform pinda for their fathers or their forefathers. So after that, he came back to Navadvip and he actually sat down on the throne in the house of Srivastava. And all the devotees began to respect him. But because Dwaitacharya, who I mentioned before as Mahavishnu, was older than Lord Chaitanya, old enough to be his grandfather, basically, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always offer his obeisances to Dwaitacharya. And Dwaitacharya didn't like this because Lord Chaitanya was God, or his God. And so what happened is that Dwaitacharya made a trick to get Lord Chaitanya to disrespect him. Dwaitacharya began to teach a bogus philosophy called the Yoga Vashishta, an impersonal philosophy. I'm sure you've heard it here in Fiji. I'm God, you're God, we're all God, thank God, oh my God. I'm sure you've heard that, you go to different places. I'm Ram, I'm Lakshman. You go to the Ramayana Mandali, you're all Ram. And sometimes people get married and said, oh, you're my Sita. I'm sure you've heard that before. And I'm your Ram. Pretty bad looking Ram. And Sita's getting too old anyway. I'm sure you heard that. So Dwaitacharya began to teach like that. And Lord Chaitanya got so angry, he said to Lord Nityananda, let's go and teach this old man a lesson. So what happened is, on the way to see Advaitacharya, Advaitacharya was living in a little distance place it's very far away. And on the way to the place, they decided to take prasadam. He was living in Shantipur. And on the way there, they took prasadam in the household, in someone's household house, who happened to be a Shakta. And they ate prasadam, or ate food. And after they ate, the man who actually was married and his wife said to Lord Chaitanya, "Would you like some happiness after your meal?" And Lord Chaitanya didn't know what that meant, but Lord Nityananda knew that that meant liquor, kava. So, not kava, liquor. And so Lord Chaitanya got so shocked, because he understood that to even eat in the house of someone who is contaminated like that is so contaminated, you should run into the Ganges and jump into the Ganges without even changing your clothes. So he and Lord Nityananda jumped into the Ganges and swam upstream all the way to Shantipur. And when they got to Shantipur, what did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say and do? He said, "Where's that old man?" And he grabbed Advaitacharya and started punching him like that on the ground. And he was an old man. He was like 80 years old. And Advaitacharya's wife, whose name was Sita Devi, was saying, "You're going to kill the old man." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "That's okay, because he's teaching this bogus philosophy." And then Advaitacharya, he started dancing in ecstasy. "Now I have achieved the goal of my life, that I've been chastised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So wonderful stories. And particularly the most inspiring stories for me are the stories where Lord Chaitanya saved people. Because Lord Chaitanya's primary teachings are two: Namaruchi and Jiva Doya. Namaruchi means a taste for the holy name. Jiva Doya means compassion for all living entities. So, as far as Jiva Doya is concerned, I think the most prominent example is that of Jagai and Madai. And you used to do the play of Jagai and Madai. You were Madai, right? Okay. Nikul was Madai. So they were two boys born in Brahmin families, and their names originally were Jagadananda and Madhavananda. But by bad association, they became drunkards and running after ladies and everything like that. And it's described that their sins were so great that Yamaraj, you've all heard of Yamaraj? Yamaraj keeps a bookkeeper. His name is Chitragupta. And he writes down everything you do. Uh-oh. And he sees everything you do 24 hours a day. Why? Because Krishna tells him. Krishna's in the heart. And Krishna says, "Okay, Chitragupta, this person just drank kava." And Yamaraj says, "Okay, we're going to have to give him some lead to drink when he goes to hell." True, I'm not making this up. So what happened is Chitragupta was so tired writing down about all the offenses of Jagai and Madai that he was having what we call writer's cramp, or in technical languages, carpal tunnel syndrome. Some of you may know what that is. What happened is that Lord Chaitanya said to his two primary associates, Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Muslim family, and Lord Nityananda, "Go out on Sankirtan, get everyone to chant Hare Krishna." So they were getting people to chant Hare Krishna. Eventually, Lord Nityananda said, "Hey, those two look good. If we could make them Krishna conscious, that will glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And so Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur went to them, and they got so angry with them, they started chasing them, and Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur ran away and went to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, "I know they will become Krishna conscious." Later on, they approach them again, Jadai and Madai again, and Madai hit Lord Nityananda with a pot on his head and he started to bleed. And Jadai stopped him from hitting him a second time. And then when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he called for his Sudarshan Chakra, getting ready to kill these two personalities. And Lord Nityananda, being so merciful, he bowed down at Lord Chaitanya's feet and said, "Forgive them." And Lord Chaitanya said, "I forgive Jadai, but not Madai." Because Jadai protected you, Lord Nityananda. And then Madai pleaded for forgiveness too, touched Lord Nityananda's feet, and he got forgiven. And they became great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was touring South India, he encountered a leper. And he embraced this leper named Vasudeva. And the leper became completely normal, became a pure devotee of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya would liberate people who were trying to offend him. He encountered some Buddhists one time. And the Buddhists were trying to offend Lord Chaitanya by giving him meat. And they called it Mahaprasadam. So when they tried to do that, a big eagle, who was probably Garuda, picked up this plate and he dropped it on the head of the chief Buddhist monk. And everyone thought the chief Buddhist monk was dead or unconscious or coma. And the other Buddhists went to Lord Chaitanya and they said, "What should we do?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "Chant Hare Krishna." And he initiated them. And then he said, "Chant Hare Krishna in the ear of your Buddhist monk." And they went and they chanted Hare Krishna in the ear of their priest, Buddhist priest, and they initiated their Buddhist priest. So in this way, whoever saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever saw the person who saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever saw the person who saw the person who saw the person who saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became a great pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are members, just to finalize this, because we have more of a program tonight. So we are members of Lord Chaitanya's movement, and following His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is Lord Chaitanya's most prominent follower in the modern day and age. And we are given that same ability to become ecstatic in Krishna consciousness just by serving Lord Chaitanya. And what did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say as far as serving him? He says, "Yari deka tariga Krishna padesha mariga guru hori tare desh." He said, we should all, that means men, women, children, all of you are meant to be gurus. That doesn't mean you all initiate, but that means you instruct people. You bring people to Krishna consciousness. And as Krishna says in the Gita, no one is more dear to me than the person who teaches Krishna consciousness. So you become very dear to Lord Chaitanya. You can become ecstatic, come to the ecstatic platform, enter into the spiritual world. This will be your last birth here in this material world. Pretty nice, isn't it? No more birth, death, disease, old age. No tornadoes, cyclones, whatever you have here. No problems. No politics. Isn't that great? And then all you have to do is give Lord Chaitanya's mercy to others. And that is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, thank you very much. And we'll continue with the program. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Prabhupada Ki Jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.
Besides us, we have the gardens and